Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Greetings everybody here on VI Talk podcast. It's Emily from Fashion Ista and welcome to another boo from me here. Now today we're not going to be talking about the rudimentary ones that I know you're probably expecting from me now, which is the VI Frontline 101 series. Today I am starting a conversation point, or a discussion point, as some of you might like to call it. Now this is based around a particular article that I have discovered by a young lady who is a wheelchair user, and in the article she talks about different aspects of her disability and the top misconceptions and opening lines and ridiculous comments that people say to her. So that varies from things like, oh, do you sleep in your wheelchair, from things like, you're so pretty even though you're in a wheelchair, oh my god, you're actually smart, really stupid, offensive, hurtful, crude, just unnecessary comments that people make. And it really does question the general public's ability to rationalise that people with disabilities are normal. They can be normal. There's no difference just because they've got a wheelchair or a guide dog or a hearing aid or whatever they have. It does not mean that they are any less or different of a human being than yourself. They're not aliens. You know, we're all human. We're all the same. We all come from the same DNA strand, in a sense. We're, you know, we're all of the same kind. There's no difference between us. But the public don't seem to rationalise that in their heads. But the thing is, there was one comment in the feedback selection, and it was the third comment down, and there was an individual who said, I'm blind, I use a guide dog, and I always get a lot of people saying to me, you don't look blind, so I completely understand where you're coming from. And I was just like, oh yes, the same old saying that a lot of people get. Now, you guys probably know that this is the reason that I started fashionista.com. I began it because of one single comment that an individual made to me, and he said, you don't look blind. And for me, I interpreted this as meaning that people who have sight loss don't have a relationship to fashion, or, you know, all have to look the same, you know, because a lot of representations and, you know, cartoon figures and comics and animated features in the past, like around the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, you know, even the 80s, they've always portrayed a person who just wears a very drab outfit of an anorak, you know, black trousers, nothing really descriptive about the person, which is not true, because I meet so many people who are actually really adventurous with fashion and actually do take pride in their appearance. And I know that pretty much a lot of people who've got slight loss still have a relationship to fashion and still want to look fashionable and smart and, you know, have their own style. So I know that this is not true, but people still seem to think it's true. And when they see individuals who actually have sight impairment and just want to live a normal life and access fashion and have their own sense of style, it's a culture shock to them. They just can't believe it. So I wanted to do this boo to issue a discussion point, and I really strongly urge you to all get involved. What do you think people mean when they say you don't look blind? What do you think they mean when they actually say it? What do you think goes through their heads? Have you ever got a similar comment or topic like this before? Has it ever made you question the general stereotype of people who've got sight loss? What is your opinion? What is your take? And what is your feedback to this boo? Do you believe that there is such a thing as an overall stereotype of sight loss that the public have? Or do you believe it's just something in the mind? What is your opinion? Do we or do we not have an overall stereotype of someone who is visually impaired or blind? Please get involved with this conversation, as I would really like to know what your responses are to this question, because I think it would be really interesting to contribute to this, because I'm sure you guys have a lot of different comments and opinions to say on the matter. So, I look forward to hearing your response to this discussion. Please let me know what you think. If you've got any questions to ask me, please send me a tweet at DavisonM. That's at capital D, lowercase a, V-I-S-O-N, capital E, lowercase m. Thank you all very much for listening, guys, and I will catch you guys next time. Bye!
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast. podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.